This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. ICE agents continue to detain people at the federal courthouse in Denver. CPR's Kiara Damari reports they detained a man attending his court hearing Tuesday morning that drew a rapid response from community members.
ICE separated the man from his family. A court watchdog group said they also witnessed ICE officers go into the woman's restroom, detain his wife, and throw her to the ground. The wife and their 8-year-old son were later seen leaving the courthouse crying. The arrest mirrors a national trend of ICE agents detaining people at immigration courts as part of the Trump administration's mass deportation efforts. ICE also arrested a volunteer court observer who was later released. From the federal courthouse in Denver, I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
Colorado has collected roughly $99 million in tax revenue from marijuana sales this year, according to the Department of Revenue. Cannabis tax revenues have been lower every year since peaking in 2021. The state has collected $2.9 billion in taxes on marijuana since 2014. A rare tropical bird has made a new perch in Boulder. It has dark, glossy wings and a neck like a serpent, and it's getting a lot of attention. CPR's Haley May.
The sleek anhinga was spotted at a pond near 95th Street in Boulder County early this month. Since then, she's become the first chaseable bird of her kind in state history. That means she's stuck around long enough for birders to plan a visit. Anhingas typically live in warmer climates with access to fresh water. So what's this one doing in Boulder? Director of CU Boulder's Mountain Research Station, Scott Taylor, calls it a case of avian vagrancy.
Who knows? You know, it could be a weather system. It could be a bird that's just kind of gotten lost when it was looking for a new place to set up a colony and breed.
While rare birds arriving in unusual places can be exciting, it may also be a sign of larger ecological shifts like habitat and climate change. Haley May, CPR News.
It's 8:06, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.